relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The President of the United States has the ability to help our troops have enough men and women to stay safe. In all of our history, in all of the time that we have been fighting, where did you leave these men and women? But in one airport, one location, one gate to funnel thousands through. And who did you trust? You trusted our enemy to allow who would come through. What does anyone in this great nation think when they think what would happen? No one has to have a military background to know that that was not going to go down well.
That's the mother of Staff Sergeant Ryan Nauss, Paula Nauss. He served with the Psychological Operations Regiment in Fort Bragg, and he was killed in Kabul. Why? Because, as she said, Joe Biden trusted the enemy, trusted the Taliban. There must be consequences. Here is an open letter from retired generals and admirals regarding the disaster of the last 2 weeks. The retired flag officers signing this letter are calling for the resignation and retirement of the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff based on negligence in performing their duties, primarily involving events surrounding the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. The hasty retreat has left initial estimates at 15,000 Americans stranded in dangerous areas controlled by a brutal enemy, along with 25,000 Afghan citizens who supported American forces. What should have happened upon learning of the Commander-in-Chief's plan to quickly withdraw our forces and close the important power projection base Bagram without adequate plans and forces in place to conduct the entire operation in an orderly fashion? As principal military advisors to the President, the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman should have recommended against this dangerous withdrawal in the strongest possible terms. If they did not do everything within their authority to stop the hasty withdrawal, they should resign. Conversely, if they did do everything within their ability to persuade the President to not hastily exit the country without ensuring the safety of our citizens and Afghans loyal to America, then they should have resigned in protest as a matter of conscience and public statement. The consequences of this disaster are enormous and will reverberate for decades, beginning with the safety of Americans and Afghans who are unable to move safely to evacuation points. Therefore, being de facto hostages of the Taliban at this time. The death and torture of Afghans has already begun and will result in a human tragedy of major proportions. The loss of billions of dollars in advanced military equipment and supplies falling into the hands of our enemies is catastrophic. The damage to the reputation of the United States is indescribable. We are now seen and will be seen for many years as an unreliable partner in any multinational agreement or operation. Trust in the United States is irreparably damaged. Moreover, now our adversaries are emboldened to move against America due to the weakness displayed in Afghanistan. China benefits the most, followed by Russia, Pakistan, Iran, North Korea, and others. Terrorists around the world are emboldened and able to pass freely into our country through our open border with Mexico. Besides these military operational reasons for resignations, there are leadership, training, and morale reasons for resignations. In interviews, congressional testimony, and public statements, it has become clear that top leaders in our military are placing mandatory emphasis on PC wokeness-related training, which is extremely divisive and harmful to unit cohesion, readiness, and warfighting capability. Our military exists to fight and win our nation's wars, and that must be the sole focus of our top military leaders. For these reasons, we call on the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs to resign, Lloyd Austin and Mark Milley. A fundamental principle in the military is holding those in charge responsible and accountable for their actions or inactions. There must be accountability at all levels for this tragic and avoidable debacle. Signed by 87 retired generals or admirals, I will not list their names, I will just mention a few. Brigadier General Don Baldock, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, and Vice Admiral John Poindexter. Who are the Democrats? It's not just Biden. Yesterday, the Speaker of the House, the most powerful Democrat outside of the White House, obstructed the reading of the names of our servicemen and women killed in Kabul. Yes, Nancy Pelosi refused to allow a double amputee, Brian Mast combat veteran, to go through with the reading of the 13 who died because of Biden's decisions. Well, we will pay them tribute here on America First. These are those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and did so unnecessarily. Marine Corps Lance Corporal David L. Espinoza, 20 years old, Texas. Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole G., 23, Sacramento, California. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover, 31, Salt Lake City. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan C. Knaus, 23, Tennessee. Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22 years old, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley J. McCullum, 20 years old, Jackson, Wyoming. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan R. Marola, 20 years old, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem Nikui, 20 years old, California. Marine Corps Sergeant Johanny Rosario Pichardo, 25 years old, Lawrence, Massachusetts. Marine Corps Corporal Humberto Sanchez, 22, Indiana. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared M. Schmidt, 20, Montana. Navy Hospital Corpsman Max Soviak, 22 years old, Berlin Heights, Ohio. And lastly, Marine Corps Corporal Dagan W. Page, 23, Omaha, Nebraska. They gave the last full measure so others could live, but they needn't have died if it weren't for the coward in the White House and the cowards around him, in his cabinet, at the Department of State, at the Pentagon, at the Joint Chiefs, who either gave him the catastrophic advice he followed or who told him otherwise and who refused to maintain their honor by resigning in protest. We salute the 13 who died and all who still protect us. This, the greatest nation on God's green earth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is a manhunt underway as we speak in North Carolina. There has been a shooting at a high school. One student has been shot. It's a Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem. One student injured, according to the latest reports. All other students are safe, according to the Winston-Salem Police Department. However, the gunman, the gun person, is still at large. So there is a manhunt underway. We will keep you apprised of any developments out of North Carolina. It's time for our national economic update from the market maven who tells us everything we need to know that the lying legacy media doesn't want to tell you about. You've got to listen to her podcast, the Trish Regan podcast. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Seb.
We were talking in the break, and it's something that kind of I was going to tweet about and maybe talk about it on the show, but you kind of preempted me that, you know, whether it's the mask mandates, whether it is the mandatory vaccinations for federal employees, or whether it's anything to do with economic policy, why should we trust a government that can so egregiously make a mistake like the pullout from Kabul?
It's a really good question. I've been really saddened by everything that I've seen happen in Afghanistan. And let me just say, you know what? You know, we all have our political biases. I get it. But I certainly did not wish him anything like this, right? You know, let's just separate for a second who we are as Americans versus, you know, sure, you know, you had the former president on the show the other day, and I understand, like, you know, a lot of people wish he was still there. You know, I think for a lot of reasons, things might have gone differently if he was still there. But that said, I never wish a president circumstances like what we're seeing right now. So let me just say that, right? And I can't believe how badly this has gone to the point, Seb, where it really has disheartened me and leaves me with not a ton of trust for our federal government, whether it be Afghanistan and the fact that, you know what, he knew 4 weeks earlier that it could be a pretty precarious situation. We've now learned, given the excerpts from the call with the president from Afghanistan, he and Biden had discussed this, and Biden wanted him to put on, you know, a happy face, basically, regardless of whether that was the truth or not. So there's that. There's the casualties there that are just so inexcusable. There's what's happened down in Louisiana, and you know what's coming. I mean, don't forget, and I'm not, you know, giving Republicans a pass on this. Don't forget Bush and the disastrous time that we had. I spent 6 weeks on the ground in the aftermath of Katrina, and I had families crying to me that they couldn't get a darn trailer, and yet thousands of trailers.
Yes, I remember.
They were lined up, you know, and so I'm fearful that we're going to have a repeat of that. And then I look at our Federal Reserve that just keeps printing money recklessly, and it really leaves you, I think, with a void of trust, just a sense that, you know, they can't get it right. Maybe our government has just gotten too darn big, trying to do too darn much, and none of it is good for us as Americans.
So let me wax philosophical with you for 1 second. Listening to you makes me just ask a question, and forgive me if I'm being naive. Could all of this, could COVID, Afghanistan, the border, could we finally return to a place where, you know, in their not intellectual fashion, but in their gut reaction, Americans lean away from interventionism, where it's more, you know, Hayek and von Mises, and it's less big government. Could the experience of the last 2 years finally shake people a little to understand that no, government isn't the answer? Is that possible, Trish Regan?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I think that this has been a giant wake-up call. And this, again, let me just point out, it's not even partisan. And when you look at the polling data, what you see is that many people, independents, are just disgusted by what happened. And many in the Democrat Party are likewise disgusted. I mean, this was uncalled for in Afghanistan. But when you think about, you know, the trust that we have put in government, I think people are starting to say, wait a second, you know what, maybe this isn't right. Maybe we need to be a little bit more focused, a little more inward. You mentioned the border wall, our border, protecting ourselves. I mean, you know, heck, I'm thinking to myself, this U.S. dollar is in bad shape, given all the money printing that's been going on. Who else around the world is getting it right? What is Switzerland doing, for example, that we're not?
Right.
Switzerland and the Swiss franc, not just the central banking policy, but even just the policies that they've adopted as a country. And you want to talk about a border. I mean, like, you know, they're very, very serious about their border. It's actually a crime to even unintentionally help anyone to illegally cross that border or to stay illegally in the country. I mean, they take these things very seriously. And I just think everything from, you think about our semiconductor industry, we are dependent on Taiwan, which therefore means, you know, we have to have this, you know, military relationship and protect Taiwan because we can't do it ourselves. I mean, right. I just think this is the opportunity. It really is an America First agenda, and nobody should see that as overly, I get that it's political, but come on. It's frankly common sense. Put you, yourself, your family, your loved ones, your country first.
Follow this lady, Trish_Regan, on Twitter, trishintel.com, and listen to her podcast on the Salem Network. That's the Trish Regan Show. In the last 2 minutes we've got left, you talk about common sense. I'm not sure much of that applies to the Fed. What do you think's going to happen in the near future to interest rates, to the Fed, to the stock market? Are you still jittery? What's your prognostication?
I think the market loves this because, you know, they're printing money and it's an inflationary thing. And so, of course, it takes more dollars to buy any stock that you want, right? So you can probably still anticipate that's going up. But here's some warning signs for you. And just think about it, okay? So housing prices, this week we learned, hit an all-time record high.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? In the 1970s, 1973, housing prices also hit an all-time record high. Between 73 and 74, you saw a 45% drop in the market. Then again in the 1980s, ahead of the 87 crash, once again, housing prices hit an all-time high. Fast forward to 2007 into 2008, before that massive credit crisis, what do you have going on? Housing prices at an all-time high. Now you look at what's going on now. What sometimes the Fed inadvertently does is, by having a very aggressive monetary policy, they create other kinds of bubbles that have financial effects. And, you know, who's to say it's not happening again? We are now, again, seeing an all-time high in housing prices. So watch out. I do think, you know, I'm not, I say that with a grain of salt, only because I think that this market will get to lay at least another few months. I wouldn't sell everything just yet. I would stay diversified. I'd look at things like gold. I'd look at things like REITs. I'd look at things like, you know, other currencies that might help you shield your depressing U.S. dollar. Because I think over the long run, we're going to have a bit of trouble.
Let's just remember, history does not repeat itself, but it sure might rhyme. Follow her, the Trish, in the Trish Regan Show. This is America First. Are you on the Atkins diet? Are you on a protein diet? Or do you just love delicious, juicy meat like I do? If that's the case, you've got to have a supplier you can trust. None of that mystery meat at the grocery store that's packaged in such a way you can't tell if it's really going to work out well. Do what I do. Choose GoodRanchers.com. No hormones. It's organic, no antibiotics, just the most delicious, succulent T-bones, fillets, gourmet burgers and strips. Subscribe today or just get $20 off by going to goodranchers.com/GORKA. Make sure your next grilled meat extravaganza is delicious. goodranchers.com/GORKA, goodranchers.com/GORKA.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You heard Trish Regan. The Fed's going to take action. For the time being, home loan options are in the low twos, but they're not going to stay there forever. And those rates can make a significant dent on your budget, meaning savings up to $1,000 a month, but only if you take action right now. Go with the professionals, the people I trust, American Financing. Get a free no-obligation mortgage review. Let an expert consultant present custom loan options that fit your budget. The interest rates are at all-time lows, but not for long. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. Let me save you some money. Go today, AmericanFinancing.net. We have with us very special guest now, a woman who I'm impressed she can tear herself away from her usual schedule, because she has been incredibly, I just see her post on social media, she's jetting around the state of Arizona. Why? Because she wants to save it. Carrie Lake for governor. Welcome back to America First.
I'm so glad to be with you, Sebastian. I wish I were jetting. I'm driving. But this is one of the most beautiful states to drive through. And if you have never been to Arizona, I highly recommend a visit. And you got to get out of the city and go see some of the rural parts of Arizona, because that's where I think the most beautiful parts are.
So I have been many times to Arizona. I truly recommend all of our listeners, if you haven't, check it out, especially after she becomes the governor. Carrie, I have to say, there is a light and dark. There is a front and an obverse of how to be successful in the age of America First. And I've been texting back and forth with a man who says he's a Republican, wants to be the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, but he seems scared to come on the show, or his communications team, I'm talking about Glenn Youngkin, running it for him, which is a real embarrassment. You not only understand that politics changed in 2016, you've embraced Donald Trump. The wonderful pictures of you and my former boss are out there. This is a clear message to the 74 million who voted for him that you believe the age of the career politicians is done. Talk to us about your vision of Arizona and how politics have changed, and it's the age of the citizen politician, Carrie.
Absolutely. Ronald Reagan called it the citizen politician, and we used to call it Reagan Republican. Now I believe we are in the era of the Trump Republican, and I believe that 80% of Republicans are solidly MAGA Trump Republicans. I am one of them. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm very proud to be a Trump Republican because he puts America first. And we have to do that. We see how the world is spinning out of control right now. And I think some of these other politicians are being controlled by the consultant class, the political consultant class. They're afraid to do what's right because they have special interests that are not the people they're representing. And you're showing pictures right now of me. A little bit over a week ago, I was invited to see President Trump at Trump Tower. And it was such an amazing day. Our half-hour meeting dragged out. I shouldn't say dragged out. I was happy it dragged out to an hour and about 15 minutes. So I was so pleased to be able to sit down.
You got more than an hour with the boss?
Yes, I did. It was surreal, I must say. Now, I've interviewed him a couple of times back when I was a journalist, and he was so gracious with his time then. If you've ever interviewed a sitting president, I know you have. Usually they say 5 to 7 minutes if you're lucky. I think both times with President Trump, I was given 17, 20 minutes. I interviewed President Obama back in the day in 2015, and I mean, they were really strict. 4 or 5 minutes is all they gave. And you know how President Obama likes the sound of his own voice, so he ended up dragging out and talking through the whole thing.
Yeah, we actually had President Trump on our show last week, and he gave us almost 40 minutes of his time. I think, you know, as a former employee, you know, I was chuffed. I was very happy with that. Talk to us about your campaign, how it's going. Please support this lady, Carrie with a K, CarrieLake.com is her campaign website. The same for her Twitter. It's at Carrie Lake. Talk to us about how it's going and your vision for the great state of Arizona.
Our campaign is going amazingly well. We announced June 1st, and immediately there was just a groundswell of support. People were so excited to see somebody who loves this state, who's a true conservative, who is not bought and paid for, running for governor. I can't tell you the response we're getting everywhere we go, and we're visiting a lot of small towns and big towns in Arizona. People are just so excited about it. It only took us 3 weeks to get enough signatures to be on the ballot. That's unheard of. It's a state record. Usually politicians are working into March and April of next year, still trying to garner enough signatures just to make it on the ballot. And we are already assured to be on the ballot. So we're thrilled about that. We have more than 4,000 donors in 3 months. Imagine that. That's more than most politicians will get in their entire campaign. Now, these aren't the big, major, mega donors. These are everyday people here in Arizona who are excited about our campaign because they know that I will put them first and I will put the state first. And first and foremost, I'm not afraid to speak out about the debacle of 2020, the election. It was a debacle. I fully support the forensic audit, even though the political class, especially the leftist political class and the establishment Republicans are speaking against it. We need to get to the bottom of what happened in 2020 because nobody with any common sense believes that what we were told about this election is true. We're going to find out very soon in the coming days what the forensic audit reveals, and we may find out that the winner we were told really wasn't the winner.
Wow.
And then we've got some tough
choices. Did you hear what she just said? I mean, she's prepared to say the things that swamp creatures are not prepared to say, that the legacy media is not prepared to say. I have to ask you, given Glenn Youngkin's behavior, is it scary to come on my show, Carrie Lake?
I don't think so, because again, I'm speaking from the heart and just with common sense. If we find out there was fraud and wrongdoing in our election, you know, this isn't like a little kid, Sebastian, going to the, to the drugstore and stealing a piece of candy.
Yeah, this.
If there was fraud in this election, this is the election for the president of the United States. If we find out there was fraud and Joe Biden really didn't win Arizona, we need to decertify the election. And I'm going to say that. I'm not afraid to say that.
Good. Man up, Glenn Youngkin. Be as courageous as Carrie Lake. She deserves to win in the state of Arizona to become the governor. Be as upstanding as she is. Follow this lady at Carrie Lake on Twitter, and K-A-R-I Lake, CarrieLake.com is her campaign website. Let's get you back for a longer discussion. God bless you. More power to you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.